If it rocks, it's 107.3 WAAF ACDC, Highway to Hell, as we're backstage at the
Wachovia. Highway to Hell.
Wow, you do that good. You should do that for a living.
ACDC covers?
Yeah, why not?
I will.
Why not? You could do that.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Joined by James Hetfield. I think you know who he is from some band called Metallica.
Metallica. Neanderlivica.
Look at that. I'm getting clowned by James, and I'm all right with that. Thanks for taking time out to talk to us, bro.
Hey, how's it going? It's going well, man.
You got your genuine article, Philadelphia cheesesteak, right
there?
I do,
man.
Is it as good as advertised?
I don't know any better. And really? The fact that I'm so hungry, I'd eat anything right now. But you got to have the local cuisine.
Yeah.
So what do we have up there?
Lobster.
Okay, that's what we're doing.
Chowder.
Lobster stuffed with lobster.
Yeah.
Right.
And
on.
A lobster bisque.
There you go.
And and you got to get a Fenway Frank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because would there be at the with assuming that everything goes the way it's supposed to be, game two would be at Fenway, right?
Yeah.
So Sunday you'd be in town. You could go to
sweet.
You could go to the World Series.
Well, there you go. I'm rooting for them.
Are you really?
Oh yeah.
Everybody so far, we have yet to find anybody that's rooting for the douchebags. I mean the Yankees.
You know what? I love the underdog, and not to diss.
Yeah.
You know, but it's always I always love the underdog for some reason, and the Yankees are always there.
Yeah.
You know.
Cell phone.
Oh, here we go.
Is it really? This could be good. You want to take the call?
Look at that.
Oh, it's my auto parts guy. Sorry.
That's management auto parts guy. What's the difference?
They're in New York, so they're going, we heard that. New York, huh?
They can get us at Yankee Stadium. I'm not kidding. You can hear us at Yankee Stadium.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I like everybody. No.
Please come to the show.
No, you know what? I'm not a baseball fan normally, but when baseball is this good, dude, everyone's a fan. It's so exciting. It's awesome.
Yeah, you know what I like about James, other than the fact that he's in Metallica? Raider fan.
There you go.
Raider fan. Raider fan.
Right on.
Raider
and
fan.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you were on the team.
No.
You got a ring. Wow.
No, I wish I were that cool.
Newbury Comics.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got it out of a gumball machine.
No for that. Wow, man.
That's awesome.
Dude.
Kissed up to the proper authorities.
There you go. Well, they're not doing so great.
No, they suck.
That's why it's a good thing to be a Patriots fan right now, man. See? Big-time Patriots fan.
So, James, you're a media mogul now. Seriously, who would have thought 23 years ago that Metallica would become the establishment? Like, you guys have got everything going. You got the live shows at livemetallica.com. You've got the book. You've got the movie. You were on Jane Pauley.
We're
on a golf shirt.
Jane Pauley.
We're soccer mom material now. You know,
you've become safe.
TV.
How cool is that?
Well, after Oprah, then it's over.
Yeah.
No. I. You know what? Safe?
No, I mean, like it's not. It's not bad to be a Metallica fan anymore. It's a cool thing. I mean, it's like mainstream cool thing.
Bummer.
Dude, you were on. I didn't make the decision to go on Jane Pauley.
You know, I guess there are mixed reviews.
Really?
But you know what? We were asked.
Yeah.
And when you're invited to do daytime TV, when you're a Metallica, you go, hell yeah.
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 We'll spread our wings. We'll spread the disease into daytime. Why not? You know, we've got some stuff to say, you know, and it's unsafe as far as. I think, you know, the movie itself was somewhat unsafe. You know?
Yeah.
Fans going, what are you doing, man?
No, dude, it takes balls to stand up there and expose yourself for not being the perfect person that some people might think you are.
That's true. We exposed our balls in the theater and...
How'd that feel?
And that was good. A little good.
A
did you do the gum on the seat thing? Dude, I sat in gum, right?
Look
did you do the sat in gum
stretch?
Trick?
Is amazing.
Oh, the stretch. Whoa. Dude, you're. Okay, this has gone south, isn't it?
How's the cheese in that steak now?
Oh. Extra pepper.
You know what it looks like? No, never mind. Okay. But yeah, you know, it's good to be us right now.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Okay. And to be able to be real with the world and be able to go on daytime TV, not you know, not hide the fact that we're us.
Yeah.
Be us there, be us here, be us everywhere, and be okay with it.
Now, we got the chance to go out and see the stage before, you know, anybody's in there. I mean, you guys are right with the people. This isn't, you know, a big stadium tour. This is in with the people, just kind of hanging out.
Well, we wanted to be on the floor, but it didn't make any sense with all of the cables and the monitors and stuff like that. We're about 3 feet off the floor. And there's a lot of front row. I mean, it's basically, it's in the round, in the square, whatever you kind of want to call it. People are as close as they can get, and that's what we try and do, man. We want to sweat on people. We want them to feel the heat of the flames, the pyro.
Now, wait a minute. You're one guy that doesn't need to be talking about, we want to feel the heat.
I felt the heat. I felt the heat, and it stuck with me for a year. So not that close. Right. So yeah, don't get on stage is what we're saying. Yeah. But you'll be able to feel the vibe and all of that. It's really cool setup.
This is a show that a lot of people think, well, you know, I went and saw them in Summer Sanitarium, and you know, why should I go see again? It's a completely different show. It's a complete Metallica production. You guys said when you did Summer Sanitarium, it was going to be like a greatest hits thing. And, you know, you go out and you play the ones and you play the Enter Sandmans and you play the stuff that everybody expects to see because it's a big festival show. And then you would come and you would do the full-on Metallica production. And you've done that. There's like 30 cameras on stage. You've got the full television broadcast facility in the back. And now all the shows are available online.
Right.
I mean, that is when you said, and not to.
And we're
judge,
not playing the greatest hits. No.
you're not, though. You're playing stuff. The cool part about it is you play stuff that you haven't played
hits.
In a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pulling out old, new stuff for us.
Yeah.
Stuff we haven't played in a long time. You know, God That Failed or, you know, Disposable Heroes, Holier, you know, stuff like that. It's a lot of fun.
So, not to dredge up the past, but, you know, you guys said when it was time to deliver, you would deliver, you know, with all the stuff that the controversy in years past. And between the book, the movie, every live show being available, you know, all the stuff that's available on the vault on the website, I mean, Metallica stepped up. Never, I don't think, ever before has a band actually delivered. Like, we heard a lot of guys say, well, we'll never make a live album. And then 2 years later, they make a live album. You know, we'll never make a video. And then 2 years later, they make a video.
That
at least
us.
You guys. Well, no, I remember that. But it wasn't your
You
video.
Guys sold out. Okay, whatever.
Cha-ching. No, but.
Dead air.
And cut.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. No, and Metallica has always followed through, and I think that that's cool. And now we were talking to the guys from Godsmack a couple of minutes ago, and you did what Ozzy did for you. You let a band step on stage, and you gave them everything.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a cool payback, and no, not many bands do that anymore. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's tough. It's tough out there. It's expensive.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of pay-to-play now. You're paying to get on the tours and stuff. And
Sharon, are you listening?
It's difficult, you know. So you do. You put together huge bills so people can come out and check it out and are willing. You know, it's difficult. You know, if you're a rap band, you're doing good. If it's rock, it's a little more difficult to tour. But Godsmack, they deliver the goods. They're I would say, the ultimate support act for Metallica. You know, they get out there. They're respectful. And they're a respectable band as well. They deliver. They give it every night. And they've got pyro. They got the stuff they need and want up there. And they got great songs.
Something I always wondered. I mean, how do you guys choose who's going to come out with you guys? That's something you guys all sit down and say, all right, who are we bringing with us? Or something where,
well,
you know,
it really
other
depends.
Forces come
it
into
depends
play.
If they're available. What new? If they got new stuff out? Have they just toured? Are they going to help bring people in? And, you know, do you think it's compatible? You know, will we like to tour with them? Is there going to be a vibe? You know, it doesn't matter if they sell bazillion records, if they're friendly kind of bands. It's not fun. It's not fun touring with them.
And so you've done that.
We have too.
And you've
lots
done
of
that.
Support acts have said that too. They're not fun. No,
no, but they're no. They're,
there's
I mean,
been some bands that have been difficult, and there's bands that have been awesome. You know, COC for us was a band that we had out forever
on the Load Tour, right?
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
You know, great. You know, they're friends.
Yeah.
And that's why you tour. You know, you want the good vibe.
Well, I know you got a cheesesteak to eat. And we,
yeah. Goodbye.
No. You know what they told us? They told us you've got 10 minutes. You've got 10 minutes. You've got to get them off here in 10 minutes.
Enough. No, enough.
Wait a minute.
Fat guy sitting next to that cheesesteak.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You eat that quickly, man.
Pavlovian response.
We are really looking forward to Boston.
Yeah, you guys are going to
two shows
great,
up
man.
There. We love that, man. The fact that people are coming out, and not just you know the Metallica fan comes out and sees the show. You know, they're not waiting for the album or sitting playing in the car and just, you know, I don't want to see them. But they come to the show.
Yeah.
They show the dedication by showing up. And that for us road dogs, that shows respect, and we love that.
How does it feel 23 years later to be put in the like sort of the category of the great bands of all time? The Sabbaths and the Zeppelins and the Stones, and you guys get put into that stratosphere. It's like Metallica is mentioned amongst the greatest of all time. How does that feel? I mean, is that validation? Were you looking for that, or is it just?
Well, of course. When you're a kid, you want to be. You want that.
Yeah.
But you never think it's going to happen, and it still doesn't sink in. It's like It's hard to think that because we're just doing us stuff, yeah. You know, and writing stuff that has to come out, you know.
Yeah.
Without it, we'd be insane. You know, this is gift we've got, and we've hooked up together for a reason, and we're getting it out there. And there's people that connect with it. It's as simple as that, you know. The insanity comes out, people relate to it, and you get people at the show, and they become fans.
Well, James, we at WAF have sort of grown up along with the band, and it's cool in all the years that we've had a chance to talk over the years. You seem the happiest and the most comfortable as a band and as an individual that you've ever been, and it's just great to have you come out and talk to us. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to the shows. Definitely. Sold out on the 24th, and tickets available on the 25th. Keep it locked on AAF. Hear a pair, win a pair. It's one of those wacky radio contests. Hear two Metallica songs. Give us a call on the Rock Lines, and we'll hook you up with tickets.
Hey, but we kids. Won't.
It'll right be a good on. Time. So thanks for taking time out. Enjoy your steak. I hope it's not cold.
Very cool. Thanks, right. guys.
Awesome.
Man. We're live thank backstage you. At the Wachovia Center with James Hetfield from Metallica. If it rocks, it's 107.3 WAF. We got to take a look at your traffic brought to you by Jordan's Furniture. Visit any one of their fine four Jordan's Furniture locations. What's up, Trent?
All right, Paul, good afternoon. This traffic update is going to start off on Route 3 southbound. You get an accident in the median down by 53 in Hanover. 128 southbound slow from 16 down to Route 9. And again at Route 95 in Canton. Southbound Expressway is slow down to an accident at Mass Ave. You've got more delays at Bryant Ave. 128 northbound, we lose speed at 4 and 225 in Lexington. Also delays, too, on the lower deck and the Zakin Bridge, both backed out to Community College. The updated service of your Volkswagen Service Store dealers. Enter to win the Autobahn Adventure Sweepstakes at your participating Volkswagen Service Store. A grand prize is 5 days in scenic Bavaria. No purchase is necessary. Go to VW.com for additional details. Offer ends November 30th. That's traffic. I'm the Traffic Tramp, 107.3 WAAF.
WAAF. Yeah.